This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. We've been talking about the International Consumer Electronics Show all week. And on the last day of CES, we're starting to get a sense of this year's offerings. One takeaway is that there is no one takeaway. We saw updates of smart devices and the ways they might talk to one another. And wearable technology is seeing a bunch of growth. But even if the future of 2014 is bright, it's not really in focus yet. Either way, let's recap with an all-CES episode of our weekly numbers game, Silicon Tally. Molly Wood, our friend and tech critic, is here with us. Molly, you ready to play?
I am ready, and I'm excited.
All right. I got a number for you. $2,099.
$2,099. I'm going to say the average amount of money lost in poorly conceived late-night gambling by product marketing executives.
Oh, Molly Wood. It is actually the cost of Panasonic's newly announced shock, drop, and pressure-resistant tablet, the ToughPad FZ-M1.
Ooh.
What do you think?
$2,099? That has government contract money all over it, doesn't it?
Molly Wood, you got a number for me?
My number is $70,000.
The price of the new Oculus Rift holodeck experience thing that they're showing off at CES.
That's going to be at least $1 million.
But I only have $70,000 saved up. Just kidding. I do not have that.
Well, then you are just going to have to settle for LG's new 105-inch ultra HD curved screen television.
Do we care?
Of course not, but now you can tell the arms race is on.
Okay, I got another number for you.
Okay.
2 million square feet.
2 million square feet sounds about as far as I walked, so I'm going to say that's the overall size of CES at this point.
Well played, m'lady, well played.
These Tootsies can tell you that that is the square footage of this insanely gigantic, even after all these years, trade show.
Molly Wood, you got another number for me?
6 companies.
6 companies will come away from CES having spent an appropriate amount of money to push their products.
6 companies at least showed off proper competitors to Google Glass.
Whoa.
Now, by contrast, I would estimate the number of fitness and or data tracking wristbands at infinite.
Did you have like 6 of them on while you were walking around or what?
Yeah, it was like that new 80s trend all over again of like Swatch watches. Each one quantifies a different part of yourself.
Our friend and tech critic, Molly Wood, thank you very much.
My pleasure.